恩典。
Okay, without further ado, from Allentown, PA, home group, prime time, Saturday night, we give you Lisa H. Warm welcome.
Hi, everybody. I'm Anatomy Lisa. Wow, that was awesome. You know, I never imagined I'd get up here and, like, start having a spiritual douche on stage. But I'm just really touched by the love that I have been shown in this fellowship. I'm really touched by God's grace and His mercy. Now, the topic that I picked, that God, actually, I believe God chose for me, as more will be revealed. It's one of my favorite chapters. Any time in my recovery where I have been jammed up, my sponsor has always directed me to read that. There's some other things I need to, you know, other people I need to acknowledge before I start getting into sharing the experience, strength, and hope with the chapter. You know, and that is that I need to thank the people that traveled with me. I need to thank my sponsor. My sponsor, I'm from Allentown, Pennsylvania. My sponsor lives in Pittsburgh. And some days when I'm going through stuff and life is showing up, it's not easy to, like, not be able to get a hug from my sponsor. So one of the reasons why I was able to take this commitment isn't, you know, I had a hidden agenda. Look, I wanted to see my sponsor. And if I was going to come all the way out to Altoona, Pittsburgh's only 2 more hours away. And I have a responsibility in my personal recovery to, like, do some step work. You know, because one of the things I learned up in here is that you can't be a Jaffa, right? I can't come up in here and commit an N.A. robbery and just take what I need and, like, fuck everybody else. That I have a responsibility, like, give back to the newcomer. And sometimes on any given day, give back to the old-timer and that helping myself. You know, so I want to thank my sponsor and I want to thank my partner for coming up here with me and making this trip, you know. Just thank you for being in my life. My sponsor has on many days been my backbone in this program. And I guess I didn't pull the topic sponsorship, but I just want to acknowledge my predecessors because they put in the work in this too. You know, and I an attitude of gratitude for the people who, like, do this. You know, and thank you for doing this. And thank you for loving me until I learned how to love myself. Okay. I'm still an addict and my name is Lisa. Let's get down to the filet mignon of this. This is one of my favorite chapters, and it's funny because it's not funny. It's like right where God's doing what He needs to do with me. My clean date is April 27th, 1996. One particular year, I was doing some research on the date, right? And I found out that it had fallen on Arbor Day. And Arbor Day is the day that you're supposed to plant trees and give back to the forest life. And I've been planted in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, and the 12 steps is how I grow. So I feel really blessed to be a part of this. More will be revealed. They told me when I first got here, right, they told me 3 very important things. I want to extend a warm welcome to the newcomer. You know, we were standing outside, Delphine and a couple of the other ladies and I were talking outside about, like, what it was like to be a newcomer. And, like, your mind is racing. And when your mind is racing and it's, like, you know, caught up in obsession and, like, you're still going through the detox and stuff, like, the mind is racing, the body wants to follow. And, like, it's really hard to sit down. And it's really hard to be still, and it's really hard to be, like, respectful of an atmosphere of recovery. You know, but as we continue to come back, we see examples of how we're supposed to behave. It's like meeting etiquette. You know, we learn that we're supposed to show respect for people because we'd want the same thing shown for ourselves. It's not an easy thing getting up here. There's a big responsibility coming up here and carrying a message. You know, so, like, they told me 3 very important things. They told me to get a sponsor, get a home group, get a physical. I said, look, you need to know something. When I came in here, I was broke, busted, disgusted. My body looked like the stem, my hair looked like the screen, and I was already pushed to the edge. I was already pushed to the edge. I came in here, I was on house arrest, I was on parole, and I'm in violation of parole because I can't stop using. The disease doesn't give a shit about facing a, you know, 2-year hit with probation and parole and all that other stuff. The disease doesn't care. It just says, come on, one more. You know, just one more. One more day ain't going to kill you. No, but it'll take away something that Richie, thank you for sharing. I value my freedom today. Not just physical freedom, but spiritual freedom too, and that only came as a result of the steps. You know, I told him I didn't need a home group because I wasn't homeless. I had an apartment when I got clean. I didn't get clean because I wanted to stop using. I got clean because I didn't like the consequences. If there was such a thing as NA police, they would have charged me with loitering with the intent to recover. I had no real desire to recover. I just wanted the consequences to stop. I didn't want to go to jail. I didn't want to go to jail. You know, so like, and as far as a sponsor, man, show me the flyest man up in here and he's going to be my sponsor. That's how we're going to do this. I didn't know how to have relationships with women. More will be revealed, right? I've had the same sponsor for 9.5 years. Right? I learned some stuff up in here. It is possible to have an intimate relationship with a woman. And what I found out is, like, going through some step work, right, is that I struggled with trusting. I struggled with trust. See, because as a little girl, when my mother would drop me off to a male babysitter, damn, I've never shared this on group level. But see, what I have found out is that what I did in my first 4-step only scratched the surface. That it equipped me to get through the here and now with what I was struggling with. And what happened was is that I couldn't trust. I struggled with trusting women because my mother had, you know, done some things, made some decisions. She had left me with a male babysitter. And this man had tied me to a crib and was molesting me while he was supposed to be caring for me. And I could not tell my mother this because she told me that I was a liar. What does a child know about adult behaviors unless they are experiencing it? You know, and I've had my own experiences being a mom where my own child was experiencing these things. You know, I'm sharing what I'm sharing because this is what God is leading me to share. I don't know. I guess it's because God is telling me, look, Lisa, help somebody. If nobody else can relate, at least you're free from this. And if you're not free from it, at least you can put it out to the group. The group is the most powerful vehicle. And I struggled with trusting women because of this situation, but that didn't come up in my 4-step. It didn't come up now until my 11-step. Did this issue come up? You know, so like, I struggled. I took a leap of faith and I asked a woman to sponsor me. She was closer to me in my area and she said that, you know, she would. You know, and I don't remember which speaker it was, but they were talking about rejection. That fear of rejection. You know, and I just had it in me that, you know, well, they're just going to, I'm just going to hold them hostage and they can't tell me no. They can't tell me no because you have a responsibility. The newcomer is the most important person. Right? Because I would use the literature against the old timers, right? Now, I don't like when that shit's done to me, right? I just don't like when they do that to me. You know, but she helped me get through some stuff. You know, and when it got time to, like, really get down and do what this stuff is asking us to do, I needed to move on. You know, one of the speakers, I forget your name, but you talked about knowing when it's time to move on. Like, it is okay to move on. I have not found the need to move on in sponsorship regardless of the distance that is between us. Because when I call my sponsor, I get what I need. I do not suggest this to the newcomer that you get a sponsor with 30 days clean that lives 5 hours away. I do not suggest that. I had 2 years clean when I made that decision. You know, and it has not failed me. It has actually been a blessing. You know, but More Will Be Revealed talks about something that it always sticks out to me when I'm reading this chapter. And it says, the program in Narcotics Anonymous provides an opportunity for us to ease the pain of living through spiritual principles. Like, it teaches us how to live with spiritual principles, which also help us go through the pain. And that's what the story is about. You know, like, I got caught up in the action drama horror flick. I got into a relationship. You know, where did we get this information that don't get into a relationship? This whole thing, it's not in the basic text. It's not in the literature. What we tell you is don't become emotionally involved. Not like we're really fucking ready anyway. I know I wasn't. No, but it doesn't tell us that. The only thing it tells us in the basic text is that relationships can be a terribly painful area, and that we set ourselves up with the stumbling block by placing unrealistic expectations on ourselves and others, right? And this is one of my daily struggles is struggling with, like, you know, the same shit. Can you just throw some new shit in there? Why is it always got to be the same shit? It's like rerun recovery. I get all fucked up over it. You know, but like anyway, I got into a relationship. He became my sponsor. The bed became the home group. And the children we had became the support network. Okay? And when he, we were together for 2 years. I lost a baby in this relationship. I had two children. When I came into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, I had two children who I didn't know who their father was. More Will Be Revealed talks about the courage to go living through life, right? The step work gave me the courage to seek out the truth. I now know who fathered my children, but more importantly, I've changed the behavior. More importantly, like, I used to think, and my sponsor gave me this one, and I'm going to use it. I used to think that, you know, monogamy was a type of wood. I didn't understand that it was a spiritual principle. I didn't see that shit happening where I was at. You know, Mom had a different guy every weekend. I always thought he was Dad. A different guy every weekend. You know, so like, I practiced what I saw. You know, and thank God for Narcotics Anonymous because, you know, we can learn to be two people up in here. People that want to recover and people who refuse to cover. You know, take your pick. You know, so like in the relationship, he goes outside of the relationship 2 years into it, and I'm 7 months pregnant with our third child. I lost one in between, two of them. I have four children, my baby. More Will Be Revealed focuses a lot on like the ability to go through a crisis and stay clean. You know, and that who'd have thought that a crisis would bring a gift? I had no idea of the things that I was going to be experiencing in recovery. I had no idea I was going to lose a child. I had no idea that the man I had built dreams with was going to go outside of the relationship, marry someone else, and start a new family. I had no idea that my youngest son was going to experience 4 open heart surgeries and that I was going to stay clean from it. I'm glad you don't have a crystal ball and you can tell me my future, because I probably would have ran if you'd have told me I was going to go through all that stuff and stay clean. You know, I just know that it ain't been easy. It ain't been easy, but with everything that I have experienced, I have not found it necessary to use a drug. A drug. I'll be very clear about it because I have found, and Richie talked about it, about the attitudes and behaviors that follow. When I feel threatened, or I feel like I'm losing something, when I know that I have no control over a situation and I am experiencing powerlessness at its deepest level, I want to control something. I have to control something. I'm a mother of 4 children. I love my kids. I'm raising my kids, all except for my daughter. She wanted to go live with her father. It's cool. He needs to show up too, not just this, you know, weekend visitor shit. You know, there's a difference between parenting and visiting. I need to just say something too. I'm very opinionated, and these are my experiences. These are not necessarily the opinions of Narcotics Anonymous. I believe that's the 10th tradition. I love my kids. I have good kids. And there's no, I don't question why I got this chapter, why I got this topic. My 17-year-old son is, for a period of time in my recovery, I had, in my active addiction, I need to bounce back because, like, in my active addiction, I was only physically present. Physically present, because the disease didn't say you need to be nurturing to him. He would fall and cut his shit all open, and I'd be like, well, the band-aids are in the bathroom, and, you know, shoving him off to, like, take care of himself. Right? Leaving him to his own devices. Having him take care of the little girl the daughter, my daughter, having him take care of my little girl because the pain of withdrawal is kicking my ass. Laying on the sofa, not being able to take care of those kids, and still not being able to stop after I got off the detox. Can't wait until I get the check. You know, I would always go into it like with the best of intentions, right? I come from an era where food stamps didn't come like look like ghetto visa, right? I come from the era where food stamps were the paper book, right? The paper book. And you could sell the $65 book for half, right? That's where I come from. That's how long it's been since, like, I used. You know, so, like, the welfare check would come, and I would break it up into, like, the group's money, right? Everybody would have what they were supposed to be responsible for, like this was supposed to pay the bills, the electric bill. This is the rent because we need a spot to use. This is for the pager bill because we need to get in touch with the man. Fuck the phone bill. As long as I just page him and push 911, he'll be there. And then the other one was for using anyway. Well, before the end of the night, the food stamps are gone. The food stamps are gone. The rent money's gone. The light money's gone. It's all gone. It's all gone. And I don't think it might be a good idea to stop. Because I can't stop. So I decided that maybe we should just go start tricking. Where did you get this shit from? You wasn't raised with that. My mother, she's, God love her. My mother gives me props. She says, well, at least you were smart enough to get paid. I just got laid. Right? My mom. My mom says this stuff to me. You see, you know, so, like we all used together. I used to go out and turn tricks so I could get high with my mom because I just wanted to spend some time with her. I compromised my morals and my values just so that I could have some time with someone who wasn't even available. You know, I'm trying to make up for lost time because at the age of 11, she abandoned me. And it's not working. It's not working. Today, more will be revealed, right? Today, my mom has over 10 years clean. She is not active in the fellowship. She does not write on steps. And that's what works for her. You know, that's what works for her. I just know that there's only so much that I can handle of a person who's not practicing principles. And that's what works for me. There's only so much that I can do. Oh, my God, I'm really sweating up here. It's all good. You know, so, I don't know. I never imagined that I would go through all of those things and be able to stay clean. My kid, the one who I was, like, you know, locking out of the bathroom, telling him to fend for himself, I've had some time to make some amends, right? I've had some time to make some amends. I've been clean for 11 years. I show up. I'm the mother of a wrestler. He is like, I'm having this, like, and not in a perverse way, but I'm having this, like, love affair with my child, where, like, I actually feel the ability to love unconditionally. And I'll tell you what got me to that point. I almost canceled coming up here again, and I knew that this commitment was part of my ninth step. Last month, I was laying in bed. It was about 8:30 in the morning, and I hear this pounding on the door. And I go downstairs, I'm irritable because I don't understand who is beating on my door like this. I'm ready to cuss him out. Whoever's on the other side of that door is getting ready to catch it. I open up the door, it's the Allentown Police Department. And they have a warrant for my 17-year-old son. The son who is ranked 5th in the valley in his weight class. The son who was an honor roll student for 5 years in a row. The son who was conflict manager. The son who was, like, you know, the apple of my... Look, he's still the apple of my eye. Thank God for step work because it taught me that, you know what? Character defects play a big role in decisions that we make. Greed got to the best of him. And he robbed somebody at gunpoint with a gun for their cell phone. You know, he's also caught up in violating the sixth tradition, too, money, property, and prestige. They hate me in my house when I start hitting them off with traditions. It's because they don't really understand them, you know. It's cool. You know, but I'm going through this because They take my kid out of my house in handcuffs. I don't know what he's done at this point when they come get him. All I know is, like, they rush my house, they take my kid, he's down at the juvenile facility, and he's got some really serious charges. And then, you know how, like, you know, we get these little subliminal messages? If you just look around, you'll see signs everywhere, right? So I'm sitting there in the waiting room, and I look up, and I see the sign, and it says, 5 years per gun. I'm like, oh, my God, this kid ain't never been in trouble. I can't see my kid doing 5 years in the penitentiary. They charged him as an adult. He's not penitentiary material. He's a pretty boy. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. I start making phone calls, right? See, because what has happened, and this relates to more, will be revealed. Before, I couldn't be trusted, right? Broke, busted, disgusted, could not be trusted. I have developed relationships, right? It tells us in the literature one of the most profound changes is the realm of personal relationships, right? I have relationships with people outside of Narcotics Anonymous who are in very high places. And I made one phone call. One phone call and told somebody that what was happening, and actually I made two. One to my boyfriend and one to my son's coach. Told them both what was happening. Both of them met me down there. And man, bail was, for the other kid, bail was 100G. I'm thinking, oh my God, $100,000. Like, the only place I know where to get that kind of money is, like, rob a bank. I don't have that kind of cash sitting around my house. I don't have that kind of shit. I'm thinking, you know, well, what can we sell? What can we pawn? What can we hawk? Because, like, you know, the old addict in me, she still lays around there on any given day. You know, the GSR will show up, my ghetto service representative. I'll go straight back to the hood and what I need to do to, you know, flip it and get what I need. Survival, right? Survival. How about that wasn't necessary? How about that wasn't necessary because of the relationships I have with people? They know that I'm trustworthy. How about thanks, N.A., for teaching me the principle of commitment and pay your bills and be responsible? You've been at the same house for 9.5 years. Thanks, N.A. How about they lowered the bail from 100 to 40,000 because of stability? And I'm grateful for that. Man, I used to get eviction notices all the time. I'm talking about more will be revealed. I'm talking about, like, we do recover, too. You know, that, like, once I was doing all that stuff, I always used to, like, run from hotel room to hotel room and skip out on the... Yes, I'm not the only one who did this. I used to skip out on the rent because that was my using money. I'm not the only one who did this shit. You know, but I used to do that. And how about, like, I don't do that stuff today. Today, I'm a responsible, productive member of society. I would rather pay them bills, right? I'm in the process of, like, building credit. When I first got clean, I was 11 grand in the hole. I was 11 grand in the hole. It's not like that today. My debt isn't because I'm not paying the bills. My debt is because I've been afforded the opportunity to, like, guard my reputation, build some credit, protect my name, right? Learn about responsibilities, pay the damn bill, you know? And now I have a credit to a point where I can actually get a mortgage. I can get school loans. I have them. Those are the kind of bills I have, and credit cards, you know? I got into a lot of trouble in December. December was a rough month for me. You know, more will be revealed. At the time, I was reading it, and it talks about more will be revealed. It talks about having to face situations of extreme physical pain and having to go through, like, surgeries and things like that. You know, I'm not letting somebody cut me open. And this is not a license to, like, go find out everything that's fucking broke with you and go get some legalized usage. It's not what it is. What I'm talking about is, like, when I had my hysterectomy in December and they expanded my stomach to out to here, that's not a normal state for my body to be in. You know, and it's not a license to use. You know, but I read this chapter the night before surgery, and I'm responsible for my recovery. My doctors know that I am an addict. It is my responsibility to tell my doctors what condition, what happens to me. What happens to me is I break out in handcuffs. I break out in felonies, and I break out in misdemeanors, and, oh, God, I break out. I have an allergic reaction to that stuff. You know, so, like, as long as I tell them that, they're able to not send me home. Don't send me home with no Percocets. Don't send me home. And this is what happened. I will share with you my experience. The doctor says, well, you're going to come in later in the day. We're going to keep you overnight and give you morphine. Not today, you ain't. I called him back, shaking. Couldn't believe I was saying this. I said, listen, I'm having a negotiation. We're having a group conscience, right? My committee's in session with his, and I'm putting the issues on the table. I said, listen, I need you to get me in and get me home. I cannot spend the night in the hospital with morphine. I can't. And I came home with no narcotics. I came home with none of that shit. You know, boyfriend was playing NA Clean Time Police, guarding any kind of medication that was coming. People were at my house. People came in, because when people love you, people will be there for you when you're going through the tough times like that. And that's what this fellowship has taught me. And one of the things I've struggled with is watching my sponsor go through some stuff. Right? Like, I just want to grip my sponsor up. Not in a bad way. I want to grip her up and get one of them heart-to-heart hugs. And my sponsor is experiencing her own physical pain. You know, so like, I really just need to be patient and know that, like, more will be revealed. This too shall pass. This ain't going to last forever. You'll hook up with a convention in a couple months and she'll be good to go, you know? I don't know. I feel really grateful to be here. As far as what's happening with my son, this has been a real test of the relationship that I have with God. This has been a real test of faith. This has been a real test of hope. We're facing an expulsion hearing with the school district. We went last Thursday. They told us they would have the results this past Thursday, the one that just passed. I get a phone call. Nobody calls me. The lady says, well, we'll call you Friday and let you know what happens. No phone call. Well, now I got to know. Inquiring minds got to know. I got to know where direction am I going with this young man. I called them up and they said, well, the school district is still out on it. And I'm thinking this has got to be a good thing. This has got to be a good thing, because if it was really so cut and dry, you wouldn't hesitate in your decision to have him removed. So, like, I'm holding on to hope. I'm holding on to faith. I'm staying connected with the God of my understanding. I'm applying principles to the best of my ability. I have found that I do not do crisis gracefully. I don't. I cuss a lot more. I lose patience and tolerance. I'm facing fear of the unknown. I start reacting instead of responding. I lose my ability to respond appropriately. You know, and it's something that I want the newcomer to know, you know. Look, just because I have all this time, I'm not immune from life showing up. But when I practice the principles that this program has taught me, it lets me know that no matter what happens, every crisis brings about a gift. I haven't figured out what this gift is thus far, other than I haven't used. I feel a deeper connection to my son, right? Because I'm caught up in this fear, and I don't let him know about this fear. I'm caught up in this fear that, you know, I'm going to lose him. That I'm going to lose him to the system. But the God of my understanding is merciful, and I've been praying. And that night I went to the arraignment, I prayed. And I'll tell you what, for some reason I have not cried about it since the first day this happened, that I have entrusted this situation to the God of my understanding, because I know without fail God's already there. And he's got this situation. I just need to hold on and do what I need to do, and that is to stay clean, that is to be of service, that is to write on steps, that is to, like, be available for the newcomer, the old-timer, and everybody else in between. You know, life is good. Life is good, you know. And I one thing that my sponsor always stresses on is about the importance of writing on steps. You know, the steps are what gives us the principles to live life. You find yourself in pain, pick up the pen. Work a step. I would like to thank the Altoona area for inviting me here to share my experience, strength, and hope. Just really, just thank you, NA, for loving me. I'm an addict named Lisa. Thanks for letting me share.